I hope you all have a cup. I think I saw Brother Harry passing them out. Thank you for that, Harry. Appreciate it. This morning's message comes from Matthew 26, 20 through 30. Verse 20. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now, as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each one of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" And Jesus said to him, "You have said it. Why do we observe Communion Sunday? To remember, to remind us of what Christ went through on the cross to forgive our sins. He did so willingly. We need to remember the suffering of Jesus. We need to visualize the agony of the cross. It needs to knock the breath out of us. We need to be humbled by his sacrifice he made on our behalf. Too often Christians get complacent with what they do, what they have accomplished. We need to be reminded that Jesus paid it all and that all we owe to him. That is what communion needs to bring to mind. Yet, though the remembrance of all his agony, humiliation, suffering, and shame, communion should bring us to remember something else about our Lord. He is risen, and he is coming again. He has gone to prepare a place for us. He said that if I go, I will come again. He didn't say, "I may come again," or "I'll think about it." He said, "I will come again." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. What hope and what promise, what comfort we get from the communion with our Lord and Savior. Let us remember this morning the sacrifice of Calvary. Let us remember this morning the agony of the cross. Let us remember this morning the separation from the Father that he endured in our place. Let us remember, let us be reminded of the hope. Let us be reminded of the promise. Let us examine ourselves this morning to make sure that our relationship is right with him. Back to Matthew, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And we do so. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Let us drink. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And we know what happened there. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the rain that's new and refreshing. Just as your Spirit is in us and everything is new and refreshing each and every day. I thank you for your mercy and your grace, and I ask that you just continue to bless us in your Son's precious name. Amen.